There are a couple ways to look at the early voting changes that are part of the overhaul. On a calendar, it's simple. There are 7 fewer days of early voting. But Republicans who backed the law have argued that's not really a cut. Governor Pat McCrory explained how on WFAE's Charlotte Talks a few months ago.
The number of hours of early voting is going to be the exact same number of hours.
So that's another way to look at it, by hours. Counties still have to offer the same total hours of early voting. They just have 7 fewer days to work with. And counties get that total number by adding up the hours they had at each polling site. At least, that's how the law was written. In reality, 4 counties will cut days and hours, and many others are asking the State Board of Elections if they can too.
We have 35 that have been considered by the State Board, and then perhaps a handful beyond that.
That's George McHugh with the State Board of Elections. Most of the counties asking for exemptions are rural, and McHugh says there are a couple things to keep in mind.
These hours reduction requests are passed by a unanimous county board of elections, which represents both major political parties. And so that's a requirement for those requests to be made in the first place.
Basically, the requests have to be bipartisan. Also, McHugh says some counties simply overdid early voting in the last midterm election, obviously without knowing that state lawmakers would use that election as a benchmark. Warren County in the northeast part of the state, for example, added an early voting site in 2010. Deborah Formy Duvall is the county's director of elections.
It was a very poor turnout to that site. We averaged 1 voter per hour in that site.
So Formy Duvall says it's a waste of county money to do that again. The State Board of Elections agreed. And Formy Duvall says even though her county is cutting total hours, early voting will be open from 7:30 in the morning to 7:30 at night. She says the county has to do that to even get close to matching what it did in the past now that it has a week less to work with. Representative Ruth Samuelson from Charlotte says that's kind of the point. She was one of the election overhaul's primary sponsors.
We knew that that would require some of these locations be open longer hours and that it would increase the odds that you'd have more locations open, which for a lot of people would be more convenient.
But some county election directors say lawmakers fixed something that wasn't broken. Early voting had surged in popularity over the past few elections to the point that in 2012, roughly 57% of North Carolina voters cast their ballots early. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.